Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 till. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary, Don Cooper. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, Jim.
15 great years. We're glad you've been hanging out with us all this time. And let's do 15 more. What do you think?
Rock and roll.
I'm Jim Blasingame. Don Cooper is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, as I said, the purveyor of DonCooper.com. He's the guy who will help you with your sales organization, speaking to your groups, to motivate them, to inspire them, to educate them on how to be better at reaching out and touching customers. That's what we've been talking about with a focus on the holidays, right, Don?
Yep.
So one of the things that's really changed holiday parties, Don, is the 129-pixel cameras on smartphones, right?
That is correct.
And the fact that by pushing one little smartphone button to make a picture, and maybe two or three other little clicks, it's up online for the world to see. Talk about You Bet Your Job prom night, right?
Yes, definitely.
So, what do we do about social media and holiday parties?
Well, social media is both a boon and a danger for small business people at parties. The boon is that it gives you the opportunity to broadcast everybody the other side of you that you were talking about, so that people, your clients, can see your more personal side and your friends can see your own business side as well. The danger is that everything you do is now public. There's no such thing as privacy anymore.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, to an extent.
I'm really sorry about that.
And yet it's the reality we have to accept. So if you're at a holiday event, you have to keep in mind there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
And not just still cameras, but video cameras.
But you know what? I don't think because you have a camera gives you the right to take my picture and post it somewhere.
No.
If you want to do a selfie, that's your business. But I think that's one of the things we're going to have to start doing, Don, is folks are going to have to start taking control over what you can do with your camera with regard to me.
Yeah. People should be very, very aware and very cognizant of who they're taking pictures of. Do they have permission? How well do you know them, and so on.
Yeah, but if you get yourself into a state that is photo worthy, then people are going to feel like you're fair game, and it'll be up for the world to see before you can sober up.
That is correct. Because you can't control that, you can't direct it. And so again, it gets back to being very, very cognizant of how much alcohol you take in.
Right. If you're an employee, you got to be careful what you post about the Christmas party, the company holiday party, because that's not, the bosses may be willing to loosen up some of their standards if you're having to have a good time, but that doesn't mean they want the world to know about all that.
That is correct. So you want to be very careful what you're posting online and be careful what you're saying at the party, because there might be a video camera going at any point in time.
Microphones are everywhere, aren't they?
Right. And it might not be taking a video of you, it could be taking a video of something else, but right near you, close enough to pick up what you're saying.
And I'll tell you what else. If it's your party, I would let my guests know that these are the things that I expect not to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Don?
I think it's okay. It's okay to let people know what you're
leave your cell phone cameras in your pockets.
A no pictures party.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I mean, I think people have a right to go and talk and visit and have a good time and loosen up a little bit and joke and cut up. Without feeling like, that they're going to wind up on YouTube or something.
It would be nice, but it's not
I don't want that to go viral. Do you?
I don't, but that's going to happen. And with Generation X and Generation Y,
Generation Y primarily,
they're the ones that are carrying cameras and photographing everything, And that's part of that new reality. We have to be cognizant.
Well,
of
this
the
is
fact
this
Gen
is,
y
and
is
I think this
that.
Is instructions we're going to need. We need to give to the Gen Y.
Mm-hmm.
That you know what it may be acceptable to you, but it doesn't mean it's acceptable to everybody else.
And yet, the fact that some people are doing it means it's going to happen. So you need to be responsible for yourself because you can't control what somebody else does.
Unless it's your party and your company.
And even then, you can't control it.
I'd be working real hard. I'm a lot meaner than you are, Don. Hey, Don, thanks, buddy. Thank you for 15 great years. Come back soon.
You bet, Jim.
DonCooper.com, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. He and I are going to do 15 more of these, God willing. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.